My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Yesterday's Leinster senior semi-final in Camogie between Kilkenny and Dublin, wherein the two teams togged out in jerseys and shorts and were told that the match would be abandoned if they didn't return to the dressing rooms and put on skorts. In a second, I'm going to be talking to Anna Geary, former Cork Camogie captain and multiple All-Ireland winner. But first, Michelle Tien, Kilkenny cornerback, is with us. First of all, congratulations on the win, 4-11 to 2-12. You must be pleased about that, I assume, Michelle.
Yeah, we're very pleased to come out with a win. It was a tough game. But yeah, we just needed a win and we got it. So we're delighted with that.
Well, at least the scoreboard ended up the way that you wanted. Tell us what happened on the run into the game. You tugged out shorts and jerseys and took to the field. What occurred?
Yeah, so our GPA, in fairness, they really support us as players and player welfare. So I suppose it's a way as well to link all counties together. So we would have player reps from all counties. So just the overwhelming kind of consensus from everybody there is that we just want to have the choice to wear shorts or skorts.
So and what happened yesterday when you appeared in the shorts?
So we appeared in the shorts. Now, we kind of knew the rule book. The rule book says that if a player arrives in, or plays in shorts, that they get a yellow card. And if they don't finish in a skort, they'll get another yellow card. So that's essentially a red. So we kind of had in our heads, too, that to bring skorts just in case that sort of thing was going to happen. But yes, we arrived in our shorts, and then the two captains went in for a throw, and the ref just warned them there's a 15-minute warning to change or the game will be abandoned. Now, we had agreed with Dublin that neither of us wanted to abandon the game, because at the end of the day, we're players. We gave up our whole lives to play this, so we're not going to give up a Leinster title, but we were hoping to get some attention that this needs to change.
Were you surprised that you were told the game would be abandoned? Did you think that the effectively the bluff wouldn't be called, that they would let you play on?
I was hoping that they would, because of kind of how it would look. Now, I know the ref was probably put in a difficult situation and was probably trying to go by the rule book. So not necessarily the officials that we're kind of, you know, trying to go at. It's just trying to get Camogie Association to see that the rule really needs to be changed, that there needs to be a choice. So to be honest, I was a bit surprised that the decision was to make us change, but we kind of had anticipated it as well, you know.
It would probably be obvious to an awful lot of people, but in case it isn't, explain what the problem is with the skorts.
Yeah, now we're not anti-skorts. I know there's players out there that might be for the skorts, but it's the comfort of it. Like, and myself, like from my own experiences, like you're obviously, it's a very physical game now. You can end up on the ground doing tumbles at some stage, at some point in the game. And then you go look and there's pictures up of the match, and there might be one where you're actually showing in it, and it's just not appropriate. And you shouldn't have to think of that when you're playing. Like, there's times that if you ask any Camogie player, they've definitely, in a game, have thought, okay, I need to pull down my skirt now. I need to make sure nothing's on show and so on. Like, one of my, recently, one of the girls went down injured, and my first thing was to run over to her and pull down her skirt. Not to see if she's okay or whatever. I just knew her skirt needed to be fixed and pulled down just for her own decency. So, like, that shouldn't even come into the equation when you're trying to play a match at your the top level. Like, I'm really just trying to win. That's all we want. So any other distraction, just at this point, we just don't think it's fair to have, to be honest.
Anna Geary is with us as well, former Cork Camogie captain, TV presenter, multiple All-Ireland winner. Anna, it is hard to imagine a context in which male athletes at an elite level or at any level would be dedicating part of their mental energy to thinking, are they remaining decent during the match?
Yeah, I'm listening to what Michelle is saying there, and like, it's, she's articulating it so well. Like, I've been playing inter-county. I first came on the scene at senior level in 2003, and this was still, you know, this all the way back then and beyond was being talked about. Now, the skirt itself has been redesigned, but I actually don't think it's still fit for purpose. And I think, like, Anton, the big thing is when you're asking anybody to go out and play at a high level, let's not even think about all of the other grades and all the other ages that, you know, people are playing camogie right throughout the country. At a top level, if you are trying to elevate performance, enhance performance standards, allow girls to feel comfortable when they're playing, to focus on their match, to focus on getting to the ball first, getting the score. But yet at the same time, in the back of their mind, they're using up energy thinking, oh, am I on show? Am I decent? You know, even with menstruation, am I leaking? Oh God, am I worried? Like, that from a well-being perspective is not good for players. Like Michelle mentioned there a minute ago about the GPA. Like, they released a paper and it was called Reframing Attire Standards in Women's Sport. They contacted 650 inter-county camogie players and asked them about the playing gear. 83% wanted the option of wearing shorts. Now, a lot of people wanted to ditch the skirts altogether, but 83% out of 650 wanted. Like, in our game, in any sport, the players are at the epicenter of it. And if you're not listening to them, well, then what's it all about? And like, there's so many things when we talk about women in sport and barriers. I was on with Kieran last week on The Hard Shoulder talking about the dropout rates in girls in sport. And I've spoken to parents on the ground that say their young girls can't understand why if you have to play camogie, you have to wear a skirt. If they play ladies football, they can wear shorts. If they play lots of other sports, they can wear shorts. But they don't want to play camogie for the simple reason they don't want to wear a skirt. And if we're losing these numbers, and this is such an instant fix, this extends far beyond even performance. This is about respecting the players that play the game. And like, I would just love to see the powers that be. The question I would ask is, if you could provide a legitimate benefit to wearing skirts, let us know. Otherwise, change the rule. This is about respect, confidence, comfort, performance. Or is it about tradition?
Because now, can I ask on that,
Anna?
That's
the thing that it's about.
Is it tradition or is it some leftover Victorian notion of femininity?
Possibly is this idea that they look more ladylike, or it looks better. But really, the game itself, we're trying to kick it on. We're trying to grow the numbers. We're trying to grow the viewership. I put up stuff on my Instagram stories last night about this. I have got hundreds and hundreds of DMs from people that aren't even interested in camogie saying, this is so archaic. This is so disrespectful. Why should, like, the powers that be at the top decide what women get to wear when they're playing, even though the women are and the girls are screaming, we're not comfortable in this. So, like, at Congress last year, there was two motions put forward to suggest either A, the option of giving the players the option to wear skirts or shorts. And then the second motion was about to abolish the skirts altogether. Both of those motions were narrowly defeated. And because of that, at Congress, you can't bring this up again till 2027. That's for another 2 years, Anton. Like, players don't want to wait 2 years. And I think that's why I was really brave of the girls yesterday. They were training hard, as Michelle said, you know, all, you know, for championship. And yet they still felt, OK, we have to do this.
I'm sorry, Anna, just to be clear, I assume as well that Congress vote wasn't unisex. That Congress vote was between the male and female representatives at Congress.
Yeah, it's delegates. So it's the delegates of the people that vote. It's not the players. And to me, I'm thinking, well, who are the delegates representing? The delegates are representing the players, but they're not listening to the players because they're the ones making these decisions at the top that affect the players. But they're actually ignoring what the players are saying to them. So really, I think we need to, there's a massive disconnect. And if we're talking about dropout rates and trying to encourage people to stay in the sport, and yet we're ignoring what the players want, Well, sure, that is going to lead to dropout rates. And to me, this isn't even a problem. This is such an instant fix in the barriers that women face in sport. This is not one we should be still talking about. We need to listen. We need to make sure that the players are happy when they're playing and they feel confident and safe. And if wearing shorts is what will keep women playing, well, then it's a no-brainer.
And it seems to have been an issue for a lot longer than we may be giving it credit. A text to say, I stopped playing camogie in the 80s. Because of a skirt. My skirt fell open during a game. We weren't allowed to wear cycling shorts underneath in matches, though we could in training. My coach screamed at me to forget it and just play. I had no intention of playing in my underwear, so I just walked off to adjust my skirt. The coach, who was female, was disgusted with me. Seems like things haven't moved on since the late 80s. Another, Anton, we're living in the dark ages. This is ridiculous. You should be allowed to wear whatever you want. Michelle, to go back to you, Anna mentioned about having received an awful lot of interaction on social media as a function of the protest that you, the Kilkenny team and the Dublin team staged yesterday. What sort of reaction have you been getting?
Yeah, I suppose it's really good to see the positive backing from everyone and even just the general public. I think it just shows how outrageous it kind of is that they're still asking us to wear a skirt and that's the end of the story. Like, I think Anna will agree with me here. If you want to know which players are more comfortable in, all you need to do is go watch a camogie training session. Like, every single player there will train in shorts. The only time we will wear a skirt is when we're going out and playing a competitive game, not even a challenge game. That's from underage up. If you went and watched a training session, you will see all the girls in shorts. And that just says that's what they're most comfortable in. So the kind of backing we're getting from everyone now is brilliant. And it's really positive. And it's kind of what we wanted, because we need this to change. And now, not in 2027.
Is it disappointing to be among the cohort on whom the sport is built? Because it is senior and junior and other and club players like yourself who are, by definition, the backbone of the sport. It must be frustrating to be in that position and not have the bureaucracy listen to you.
Oh, God, yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And especially it's because we're the ones playing. And as you know, like, the game wouldn't be a game without your players. So it is frustrating. I don't know what else. And like, we're lucky in the sense that we had the publicity. So like, we're trying to do it on behalf of our club members and all the young girls out there. Like, at least we have a bit of a platform there where we can get attention. And that's what we're trying to do with this.
Well, judging by the text response, you seem to have struck a nerve. Text saying there should be an all-out strike by the players. All sports women and girls should be allowed to wear whatever they like. 53106 if you have a view, or 087-1400-106. Michelle, Anna, thank you both very much. This is Michelle Tian, Kilkenny cornerback, and Anna Geary, former Cork Camogie captain, TV presenter and multiple All-Ireland winner.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.